I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Democracy off the rails in Egypt as the violent crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood continues. That was the gist of headlines back in August, before Syria drew attention away from the crisis in Cairo. Well, today the spotlight is back on Egypt. A car bomb destroyed a security building in the southern part of the Sinai Peninsula, killing three and injuring about 50. Also, near the only bridge over the Suez Canal, six were killed as a convoy of troops was ambushed. And in Cairo itself, a rocket-propelled grenade damaged a satellite dish belonging to state television. All this just a day after 50 people were killed in protests that turned violent in the capital. To make sense of all this, we called Abigail Hauslohner. She's Cairo bureau chief for The Washington Post. Is it clear, Abigail, whether these attacks are related and who's behind this violence?
Well, there are a lot of questions about that. No, it's not clear at all whether these attacks are related to each other or even to yesterday's bout of extreme violence, which was the worst death toll that we've seen since mid-August. And it's not clear yet who perpetrated these attacks. So you have competing narratives right now in Egypt with the government, which has been blaming the Muslim Brotherhood and supporters of Mohamed Morsi for terrorism and for violence since Morsi's ouster on July 3rd. But so far, there's no evidence linking the Muslim Brotherhood to any of the attacks that we've seen. What does seem very likely, however, is that there are Islamist militants behind many of these attacks, and including perhaps the attacks today.
And those Islamist militants in the Sinai, what's the attitude of the Muslim Brotherhood toward them?
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood officially says that they're a nonviolent organization, that they swore off violence many decades ago, and that they have no role in any of this violence. At the same time, we've also heard Brotherhood officials for the past couple of months saying that when the military ousts a democratically elected leader, there is bound to be backlash.
Before you go, Abigail, I want you to tell us a story about a woman you met yesterday during big protests in Cairo. There were people out there who were both opposed to the military government and supporting, pretty intense supporters of the government and its leader, General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This woman's name was Aya Gamal. Tell us about her and what she was telling you.
What she told me when I interviewed her, so she was queuing to enter Tahrir Square yesterday on a big national holiday, and she said that not only does she support Sisi, but she supported the idea of doing whatever the military decides needs to be done to the Islamists and to the Brotherhood. She even said that the protesters across town at that moment, who were protesting against the coup and were trying to reach Tahrir, she said that they were not Egyptians. She considered them agents, and she said they would be executed. What's interesting about what Aya told me is that I've heard that from a number of people. This is actually a common sentiment. The military and the coup are still very popular in Egypt, and you have a lot of people who are intensely angry at the Muslim Brotherhood and want to see them crushed.
Abigail Hauslohner is the Cairo bureau chief for The Washington Post. Abigail, thanks very much.
My pleasure.